Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this quick self-help segment, I am going to talk about what I should do with my life. And by I mean, of course, you. What should you do with your life? Now, this is a very deep topic, also a very important topic, as I'm sure you're aware of if you're searching for this and you found this video. So here we're just going to scratch the surface, but it's still going to give you a lot of good ideas about what to do with your life. So chances are that right now, if you're stumbling around life and you're feeling a little bit aimless, maybe you're feeling like you don't have motivation, maybe you're feeling like there's something more out there that you could be accomplishing in life, but you're not, well, I'm glad that you found this video, because I founded Actualize.org to really help people and to help myself figure out what it is that I want to do with my life. And because this was a challenge for me, and I spent many years, I spent about 5 years going through and trying to figure out what it was. And in many ways, I'm still having my doubts, and I'm still having issues, and there are many challenges along the way of this process. And the first thing I want to tell you is that it is a process. So regardless of where you are right now in your path, whether you're just beginning, and you feel like you're lost, and you feel like you're already behind, or maybe you all have already worked on your purpose in life, and you feel like you already know what you should be doing, but you're still struggling, and you feel like maybe there's another purpose, maybe there's a way that you could grow it and expand it out, then this video is for you, and Actualize.org is really for you, because this is something that I love to research. So what should you be doing with your life? Well, generally speaking, and here's kind of the foundation of it all, is you want to have a purpose to your life. And purpose is not something that is God-given, or is even man-made. Purpose is very personal. Purpose is whatever you want it to be. So what is it that is valuable to you? What would it be something that would be worthwhile for you to actually put your sweat and your tears and your blood into? Now, this is an interesting question, because if you're feeling unmotivated, then you're probably going to think about this and say, well, I just can't think of anything. There's nothing I feel like that's very important in life. Things feel kind of meaningless. What is the meaning of it all? There's no real meaning. So what am I supposed to be doing? Why would I be doing choice A versus choice B if all paths lead to the same road? I mean, if all roads lead to the same destination point in the end. You might have some of these kind of doubts. But basically what you need to do is you need to think more. You need to tap into your imagination. What I really challenge you to do is spend some time doing a visualization exercise, and just trying to come up with a vision for yourself. Think about it like this. If right now you're sitting on the couch and you're not really motivated to really work hard or to go out there and push yourself, break out of your comfort zone, do something adventurous, do something crazy, if you're not willing to do something like that, ask yourself, what would it take to get you off your ass? What would it take to get you totally committed to some endeavor in life? What would that have to be? What would it take to get you excited again, the way that you've been in the past? Because I know that there are times in the past when you have been excited. Maybe they aren't consistent. Maybe you haven't felt that in a long time. But there were times in your history, in your life, that you were excited. Think about what it would take to get you excited about something like that. I actually think that the reason that most people are not engaged and are not on board with this kind of vision that I'm talking about, and have not gone through and done this exercise, is because of really one key point. And that is, can you guess what it is? It's fear. It's the fear of not knowing how it will come about. So here's the problem, is that if I tell you right now, come up with some ambitious vision, come up with a dream, literally a dream for your life. What would your dream life look like? Where would you live? Who would be in your life? Who would be part of your social circle? What kind of things would you be creating? How much money would you have? What kind of health? What kind of body would you have? What kind of things would you own? What kind of beliefs would you have? If I challenge you to come up with this dream, and I say just let it all loose, forget about all your fears, forget about all the limitations that you think are there, and just write it down, lay it out, I can probably get you to do this exercise. But as you're going to be doing it, if you're like me, and I've done this exercise many times, and I've always come across this challenge, which is why I'm talking about it, is because it's like a brick wall there. It's like this invisible limitation on that exercise. And what that is your mind telling you, well, this is all well and good, but this is just on paper. This is just a dream. I want it in my real life. And I just know that this is not possible for me. This thing that I wrote down on paper, sure, it's a nice exercise, but that's all it is. And I just don't believe that this is possible for me. There's no way that I can have $5 million in my bank account. There's no way that I could have that amazing relationships or marriage that I want. There's no way that I could have this kind of business that I want. There's no way that I could be traveling the world. There's no way that I could be at the top of my career. There's just no way. There's no way that's possible given the things that I've experienced. And one of the things you might be saying is, well, Leo, you have experienced different things than I have. And the things that I have experienced are not allowing me to get there. It's just not possible for me. Maybe you're living in some country where that's not possible. Maybe it's because of the way you were raised, and maybe it's because of some psychological trauma that you've had in the past that this is not possible for you. Maybe you have some sort of limitations about what you think you're capable of doing. Maybe you think that you're not smart enough. Maybe you think that you're not rich enough. Maybe you think that you're not well connected enough, that you don't know the right people. Maybe you just feel so bogged down by all the obligations you already have that you're just saying to yourself, well, how am I ever going to get this accomplished when I've got all these other things that I'm doing? And that is the barrier. And it's really hard to argue with all these reasons, right? Because some of these reasons seem very legitimate. They seem very valid. It might be the case that you're living in a country where you don't have a lot of opportunity right now. It might be the case that you're overwhelmed with bills and credit card debt, and it's hard for you just to pay your rent, let alone worry about how to advance yourself in other areas, right? Or maybe you're so sick and you've got problems with your health that that's preventing you from going out there and working hard and accomplishing your dreams. And you're just thinking, well, if I've got one of these challenges, then this thing that I'm writing out on paper is just not going to happen. And here's the thing, is that you have to think bigger than that. You have to have some sort of faith, some sort of trust that it's possible. Because what you're doing when you're doing this is you're limiting yourself. You're too immersed in the past that you've gone through and the current present situation that you're in to see the potential. And it's just a fact that potential is there for you. Just like it was a fact that where you are today is not somewhere, some place that you could have envisioned maybe 5 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. Maybe if you're ambitious, maybe even a year ago, you couldn't have envisioned being in the kind of sweet position that you're in right now. But of course, you're looking ahead and you're looking for something a little bit better, right? And so that just tends to be how the mind works, is that our psychology doesn't easily allow us to really buy in to those dreams. And that's why a lot of people get stuck. And that's why a lot of people are unmotivated and don't really have a life purpose, is because, first of all, they don't even bother to look into this matter in the first place, so it just passes by them. But even if they do look into it and they do this initial exercise, what happens is that they limit themselves, they hold themselves back on this exercise. And so they have a dream, but they don't even vocalize it, they don't even verbalize it, they don't even articulate it, because you just feel like, it just feels to you, I can vividly remember this when I was doing this exercise, it just feels like there's no way in hell that this can happen, so why am I even doing it? I shouldn't even speak it. It's like you have that dream, you have a dream which you're willing to share with people. This is kind of like your layup dream. And then you have that one really, really big dream, really big vision for yourself that is so big, that it's so scary, it's so mind-boggling that you're not even willing to admit it to yourself. You're not even willing to write it down on paper. It's that outrageous. It's that far out there. It seems like it's impossible, so you don't even want to think about it. It's kind of scary how the mind works that way. And what you got to do, if you're feeling unmotivated, if you're feeling like you don't know what the purpose of life is and what you should be doing with your life, is I really challenge you to sit down and have faith and just bust through that. You got to bust through it. Bust through that limitation. Bust through that invisible glass wall that's there. Bust through it and just have some trust that if you try this exercise, you'll get some value out of it. You're going to see something. And it's not going to happen all in one sitting. And it's not going to happen in one day, in one week. What you got to do is you got to start somewhere, though. And if you're not feeling motivated, and if you're feeling you don't have a life purpose, this is the best place to start. So sit down, turn everything off, disconnect yourself from everything. Phones, computers, televisions, internet, everything. And then ask yourself this question. What is the most compelling vision for my future self that I could see? And if it helps you, then put it far into the future. Say maybe this is something you're going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, just so your mind can kind of understand that, okay, there's some room to figure this out. I don't need to know it all today. This is not something that's going to get accomplished in a month. It's not something that's even going to get accomplished in a year. This is a really big long-term vision. And ask yourself, what is going to be so compelling? What is something so important that you could be doing, something you could be creating, some sort of impact you could be having on the world that would get you moving, that would get you motivated? It's really as simple as that. And then start writing down. And you should write a lot. Write as much as you can. So if it's material things that you want, start there. If it's things that you want to feel in your body, go with that. If it's people that you want to be hanging out with and interacting with, maybe celebrities or people in your industry that you look up to, put that down, you know. Just craft a vision of your life. And since we're talking about life purpose here, of course you can work on those personal goals like getting into shape and maybe the kind of relationship you want to have, but I really challenge you to take a look at the kind of impact that you want to have in your life, right? What is it that you want to be creating and doing? What is the contribution that you want to be having? That is what's going to ultimately get to the crux of that problem of, you know, what should I be doing with my life? It's going to be that, because there's enough room in your life to have your life purpose and your career in place, and we're really talking about career here. And then also all the little things too, like your health and your hobbies that you like and the friends you like to hang out with and the relationships. But what I want to have you focus on is that one purpose that everything is going towards, and that is the contribution that you're having, what you're creating, right? What kind of thing could you add to the world that would make it better in your eyes? Not in somebody else's eyes. I don't mean like going out and doing some charity work. I don't mean something cliche like that. I mean, what could you produce, seeing yourself as a creator, seeing yourself as an artist? What could you create that would actually improve the world for the better? And you think that this would be an awesome thing to create. So this might be, you know, it would be cool to create a movie, to direct a certain type of movie that you want to create. Or maybe you want to write a novel. Or maybe you want to go out there and you want to build a business that is a green, eco-friendly business. Or maybe you really notice that there's some problem that people are having, for example, with their education. You want to go and you want to educate people in a better way. Maybe there's some system or some industry that you're involved in right now where you just see things are not performing optimally, and you could just go in there and optimize that and work that out. And if you did, then that would have a profound effect on the industry. But whatever it is, make sure it's big. Because here's the thing. We're always holding ourselves back and telling us ourselves that we can't think that big. And we always say, well, that's not realistic. Sure, I could come up with something big and it would be inspiring, but it would never be practical. So I would just give up and I would be disappointed and I would fail. So what's the point of doing that? Well, you're selling yourself too short is the bottom line, and you don't even realize it. And this is hard. It's very mentally tricky. It's a big, tricky mental game that you're playing with yourself, because you literally cannot see your own potential. And you cannot see 5 or 10 years out into the future. And what you got to do is you got to just have faith that if you create a big vision, that stuff will start clicking. And that when you get motivated, that motivation that's going to happen, that's the important thing. Start there. Start figuring out what the vision is that's going to motivate you. And then let the other stuff fall into place. Let the process, let the how-to of it kind of solve itself. That will solve itself in the work that you do. So I'm not saying that you're just going to go out there and dream this thing and then not do any work about it. You're going to go take massive action. But to do that, you need to have the motivation. And the problem right now with you is that you don't have enough motivation to go out there and do it. That's because you don't have anything big in your life. Once you have something big, then that's something that you can work with. That's something you can mold, you can shape. Even if you can't accomplish all of it, maybe you can accomplish a part of it. Or maybe it'll give you some idea as to how to spin that off into something else that's more practical that you can accomplish. So trust that there are going to be avenues that are going to open for you. But you have to take the blocks out. You have to get the energy flowing. You got to get something moving. You got to get some sort of action happening. So as I wrap up here, don't let this exercise sit in your mind, go right now, unplug yourself, do this exercise, come up with some sort of big dream, big vision for yourself. And that is how you're going to find out what you should be doing with your life. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to sign off. Please share this, like it, leave your comments down below. And of course, visit actualize.org where you can sign up for my free newsletter with weekly video updates like this about how to really kick your life into gear, get on purpose, stay on purpose, and deal with the psychology of becoming very successful and purpose-driven in your life.